Allegations of sexual harassment and sexual assault have clouded Colorado's state capitol for the past year. In March, one member of the General Assembly was voted out of office by his peers. But others hung on to their seats even after allegations against them were found credible. Now, one week before Election Day, Colorado Public Radio's Benta Berkland reports on whether the Me Too movement has done anything to change Colorado politics. And we should warn listeners, this story contains a description of sexually inappropriate behavior.
Hey, how are you doing? My name's Faith.
Democratic State Representative Faith Winter is knocking on doors in the northern suburbs of Denver. She's running to unseat a Republican state senator. Democrats are pinning a lot of their hopes on Winter. Republicans only have a slim one-seat majority in the Senate, and Winter could change that.
And I hope to earn your vote.
And there's something else notable about this campaign. Last year, Winter came to me accusing former Democratic State Representative Steve Lebsok of sexual harassment. That led to an investigation by an outside firm that found the allegations from Winter and four other women credible. Lebsok was removed from office.
Coming forward was scary, and I risked my career to do it.
But she says the issue isn't something voters frequently bring up to her. And her Republican opponent and current state senator, Beth Martinez-Humanik, says she hears frustration with the way the Me Too movement's going.
Actually, what I have heard is that people are tired of hearing about it, and they think that it's actually affecting the folks that are wanting to bring forth claims to the point where they may not want to because they don't want it played out in the media.
On the campaign trail, neither candidate is going out of their way to talk about their role in the Me Too movement or sexual harassment. Winter voted to expel a member of the House, while Martinez-Humanik voted to keep a different senator who was accused of sexual harassment. And she stands by that vote.
There was too much reasonable doubt and not enough credible evidence there.
The senator, Republican Randy Baumgardner, denied the allegations that he grabbed and slapped a staffer's buttocks twice in 2016. Yet an investigator found them credible. Days after the expulsion vote failed, mostly along party lines, eight other people's allegations against him were also found credible. Martinez-Humanik says she never read the second investigative report. Katarina Burge is the former staffer who filed the first complaint.
I think it is considered a settled matter, and I think it's a non-issue to most Coloradans.
Burge says she's disappointed that what's happening in Colorado isn't more top of mind for voters, who can ultimately hold lawmakers accused of misconduct accountable.
I don't see myself as a movement. I see myself as a person who told the truth and thought what was happening was destructive. Sadly, I don't even want to go back to the Capitol anymore because I've lost faith in the people who run the Capitol.
Meanwhile, Coloradans are watching to see if this race will tip the balance of power in the statehouse next year. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.